Hi there. The word for you today is on the signs of the times. In Matthew 24, verse 3, we read, "What will be the sign of your coming?" When the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" he told them, "Things are going to get worse before they get better." Then he added these words, "See to it that you are not alarmed." Jesus used the word alarmed only on this occasion. It means to wail, to cry aloud. In essence, what he was saying is this: don't fall apart when bad things happen. For the next few days, let's look at some of the signs Jesus said would herald his second coming. The first is spiritual deception. In Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5, the New International Version of Scripture, we read, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming, 'I am Christ,' and will deceive many." Notice what Jesus said, there'll be many deceived, as well as many deceivers. Then he said also that they're going to come in my name, masquerading as ministers of God and claiming special status and superior spirituality. You'll recognize them because they'll boast of having insider information, and they'll adorn their teachings with phrases like, "God told me," implying that they have accessed information the rest of us don't have. Don't be misled. Jesus also warned, quote, "False Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect." Multitudes and miracles? Sound familiar? Jesus said, when you see them, be careful, because Satan can counterfeit both. So, stay in God's word. Stay close to the Lord. Be doctrinally diligent. Focus on one question when you're trying to evaluate a man, a movement, or a ministry. Are they pointing listeners to Jesus? Why is that question important? Because there's only room for one name on the marquee, and that's his. And that's the word for you today.